We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany? Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Are we really doing this because the Heat beat the Pistons on a Monday night?
It was Dwayne Wade night.
All right. I mean, really? With that, like,
if it wasn't, I wouldn't be playing it.
Nah, I don't know. Seems like you're backpedaling, Jimmy.
Even I'm like, all right, we got you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, Panthers had a nice win last night. I don't know. I mean, I'm always happy when the Heat wins, but it was a random Monday night in against Detroit. I will tell you this. Where are you doing the show from, Crowder? It looks like a high rise behind you.
New York.
Ah, New York City. But you're not in your normal Mount Laurel, New Jersey Bonvoy.
Yeah, no, it's a little nicer than the Bonvoy. We're in the penthouse. 95 my Wall Street.
How about that? Wall Street.
Yeah. Old college dropout gets lucky every now and again.
He's cashing in on his Obama interview already. He's hanging out on Wall Street.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
We have a lot to get to today. I really did enjoy our day yesterday at the Kaseya Center. We had fun, and no joke, I'm goofing with you, Jimmy. It was a fun game to watch last night. Heat got out of there with a dub. I'll tell you what I really was emotional about, because we've had fun at the expense of the Dwayne Wade statue since Sunday when it was unveiled. Last night, Dr. Chuck came out to the game with me. As we're leaving the Kaseya Center, we go out the main entrance, we walk down the stairs because he wanted to see the D. Wade statue. When I tell you it was a mob scene of people with cameras, it was lit up, obviously, because it was nighttime, and it was like, I don't know, chilling a little bit that here's this guy, and, you know, Jason Jackson spoke so eloquently about it yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, and D. Wade was on the radio and TV and then did a halftime interview in the stadium. And to see, you know, we had kind of said people are going to take pictures with that the way they do the Rocky statue in Philadelphia. Like, that's the first statue outside the Heat's house. And it was wild last night. It was, I'm telling you, a mob scene. You couldn't get near the statue. Everyone wanted to be near it, take a picture with it. And it was cool. Cool moment for D. Wade and the city. One of the things that I remember last night at halftime when he was talking to the crowd, he said, "We got this statue," talking to Heat Nation. And I felt that leaving the Kaseya Center. I thought it was kind of cool.
It's the funniest part is that, like, this is an amazing honor.
Oh, my God.
But the statue, the face of the statue, like, and we did the same thing. The world did it. Social media did it. Like, everybody's like, what the hell is that? I saw ESPN talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. But, like, I don't know how many people have a statue outside of NBA Stadium. I'm sure it's a small handful of people.
He said it on during his halftime interview in the stadium. Like, he knew. I forget what the number is. But it's not a lot, man.
No. And that's the thing. I'm trying to look it up now. But, yeah, it's not. Like, this is huge. This is, like, we talked about it yesterday. It's funny. Jax brought it up. Or you brought one of y'all two. It's like Dan Marino, Don Shula, and Wade. Like, it's huge.
Yep.
But he looked a little like alpha male off I Am Legend, and it went downhill.
It's social media. Like it's such an unbelievable thing, and I almost cringe thinking about what his first appearance on TNT with Barkley and Shaq is going to be like, because again, Shaq's got a statue. They are going to be merciless, which I love. Like, that's the way I like talking with my friends. I mean, you guys know it. Riding people, especially when they're, you know, excited about something, and then just kind of trying to bring them back down to earth for no reason another just, you know, being a guy talking to another guy. It's funny to me. It doesn't take away from the honor, but it's funny to me.
It's like Solana tears his ACL, we get on him.
Yep.
You know, yeah, my tooth falls out, y'all still make fun of me. You know,
it's
man love. I call it man love.
Right, but Solana tearing his ACL is not equivalent to getting a statue in front of a stadium.
But it's the guy.
I want to make that clear. I'd like to make clear, I didn't think the man love was funny. That was my career coming to an end on a pitch. So I didn't think it was funny.
So a lot of career is attached to money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's called hobby, not being good enough.
I want his future. $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods for winning a pickleball tournament. So, okay. Yes, I have a career.
And those days are over.
Look at the list. It pulled up and I don't get the number, but just listen. Kobe, Shaq, Magic Johnson, Jerry West, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Dwayne Wade. Those are the first names that pop up. Like, that's special.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible.
It
doesn't make it any less special, goofing on the face of the statue. Does not make it any less special.
They said it's the worst one. I think there was a poll I saw. I think that old Cristiano Ronaldo's Cooper Trooper was worse.
Ronaldo was worse. Now, someone said they fixed it, right? Did Amy Audibert say that they fixed it? Someone said that they have fixed it.
So the Ronaldo thing was a little different. They weren't making a statue. They were literally making just a facial portrait of him made out of, I don't know if it was bronze or whatever, some sort of material.
It's
was
a bust. It's not a facial portrait.
A facial portrait's a portrait.
It would be a painting. This is a bust.
They were making a bust. I couldn't think of the name. Thank you very much. I got it. All right.
Well, good.
A bust.
Yeah.
And it literally,
but a facial portrait.
I got it. I apologize. I got it.
I think that's one of the categories Jimmy searches on OnlyFans, isn't it? Facial portrait. Yeah.
Jimbo.
And they literally unveiled this bust, and it looked like a rat. Like, it didn't look anything like Ronaldo. At least the statue, you know, 99% of it for Wade was 100% accurate. Now, the face, I still don't think it looks bad. I think it looks amazing. Truthfully, I think it looks perfect, if we're being 100% honest, if anybody's listening from the Kaseya Center. But yeah, it doesn't look identical to Wade. The Ronaldo thing was meant to look like his face, and it didn't at all.
Regardless, it was a great night at the Kaseya Center last night. It was a fun broadcast. I will tell you, just watching the game itself, passive Jimmy Butler versus engaged Jimmy Butler is wild, because in the fourth quarter you saw engaged Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the game you saw passive Jimmy Butler. Yeah. It is wild to watch. Like, it's almost hard to wrap your head around it, and I don't know if that is an intentional tactic by him, you know, where he says to himself, yeah, this is Detroit, and if I turn it on at the end, we'll be able to take care of him, no problem. I'm not going to waste myself at the beginning. If it's intentional, God bless him. If it's not, it is wild how that switch gets flipped somewhere in the game.
And end of the third, I picked up watching the game, and Jimmy was sitting at 16. I remember I took 18 and a half. And Jimmy was passive Jimmy for about two possessions, and all of a sudden he turned into aggressive Jimmy. And he scored 23. He scored like 6 or 7 points in like 5 minutes. I was like, yeah, this is what I needed. But you're 100%. How does he score 23 and the last home game score 3? Like, yeah, that's almost impossible to go from 23 to 3 or 3 to 23. It's because he wanted to score 23.
How about this? Talking about his over-under, which he went over, the game line was 8.5. It was Detroit plus 8.5. The Heat won by 8. I was talking with Chuck. if you had the Heat minus 8.5, you're sweating at the end. The Heat have the ball with 26 seconds to go, and they just ran out the clock and allowed, you know, Detroit to take possession, and then Detroit just ran out the clock, and you lost that game by a hook. Conversely, if you had Detroit, you were thrilled at the end of that game where nothing happened in the final 28 seconds or so. Amazing how gambling can make you interested in a game that should have no interest left in it.
Come on, Jimmy. Shoot, Jimmy.
Crowder and Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor on the Pivot podcast dropped an episode today at noon with Barack Obama.
Hey.
That is one of the coolest things
yes.
that I've ever had any loose association with. The only association I had was that I knew that's why Crowder was not doing the show with us on Friday. He had told us Thursday. We did the show in studio Thursday, and he had mentioned what was planned for Friday and how they were going to go about taping it and everything that was to come. And then he was sharing with us yesterday some of the details when we were at the Kaseya Center of what it was like. And obviously nobody said anything. It was all sworn to secrecy, but the episode dropped. I've not watched it yet. Mm-hmm. I've seen clips, about 3 or 4 minutes worth of clips. It looks amazing, but that was, when Obama walks into the room and you're sitting there, I can see it in your face, what that moment must have felt like.
It's a Rick James glow that he has. It's just bigger. I was telling y'all, you know, and yeah, like you said, we couldn't release it, but I didn't know. Like, I used to laugh at Starstruck. We tell the story when I met Michael Jordan, and I kind of blew him off. Like, man, we got a meeting to be at, and everybody's like, man, I'm gonna get Michael Jordan, Kobe. I've met a lot of, I would say mostly athletes, famous athletes, Rock, Kevin Hart, a lot of famous people. Hawk, when he turned the corner and said, "What's up, Channing?" I couldn't speak. And everybody kind of looking at me like, "What's wrong with you?" And I just went over there and shook his hand like a fan. Like, I was like, "Damn, this is the craziest thing in the world." I know what Starstruck feels like now because I couldn't put together a damn sentence.
Yeah, he's one of the most iconic figures of our time. One of the most iconic living figures in the world now.
It's weird. Solana said it yesterday. I think you went to the bathroom. I think you might have been there, Hawk. When Solana was like, which he doesn't say a lot of smart stuff, but this was pretty smart. But he said, he was like, you think in 300 years they're talking about Michael Jordan or Tom Brady, you know, four generations from now? Like, Barack Obama's going in history books and be spoken about in every history class moving forward for our kids. And I got to sit down with him for an hour and a half and talk and shoot the crap. It was pretty cool.
I mean, what a, because today on my Facebook memories, I think I sent this to you guys, on our Facebook memories, 9 years ago today, you, me, Zach Krantz, got to go on CBS Sports HQ. Network or HQ with Jamie Eisenberg to talk fantasy football on their set. And that was 9 years ago today. And fast forward 9 years, you're interviewing Barack Obama. And you're sitting on that set at CBS Sports HQ. You got a backwards hat on. You know what I mean? Like, I was texting with Jamie Eisenberg today about it. I'm like, look at this. Crowder's interviewing Obama, and I'm trying to negotiate a time for Clay Ferreiro to come on the show today. I go, my, what has happened in 9 years?
Couldn't do it without you, Hawk. Good to do it.
That is great. That's really unbelievable. There's stuff. I want to get into the story of it. I want to talk about that podcast on the Pivot, but we have so much stuff to get to, and I do want to get to headlines. Ben Volen's going to join us. There's so much NFL news. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, but also we've learned today Anthony Richardson is being benched for Joe Flacco, and Stephon Diggs is out for the season. There's just a ton of NFL news going on. We'll talk with Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Clay Ferreiro is going to join us. We settled on 4:25 this afternoon, so we'll do that. A lot of stuff to get to. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Did you post that picture, Hawk, of you?
I have not. I was... I was waiting because I wanted to make the 9 years later Crowder's talking to Obama joke, but I had to wait till noon,
right?
And I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Because I do want to understand how anybody would feel comfortable going on national television or whatever, TV, wearing a button-down and a backwards bright orange hat. Like, how...
I gave him hell for that. Do you remember I gave you hell for that day?
Yep, he gave me hell when I walked in. He was like, that's how you're coming here?
I go, what are you wearing for television?
I'm sweet, son.
Yeah, I had that reaction, Solana, 9 years ago today.
And haven't you seen me wear hats on the pivot?
Yeah, but it was a different world 9 years ago. It's since COVID, I marvel turning on ESPN and there's Woody Page in a suit and tie. And, you know, I don't know, some other young kid wearing a T-shirt and, and has a Kool-Aid wrapper, Kool-Aid, a sippy cup next to him. Like, it just, anything goes nowadays. But 9 years ago, that was inappropriate television dress.
What I just heard is I was a trailblazer. I was ahead of the curve.
Or you just lucked into changing times.
Lucked into COVID. Goodness gracious.
All right, guys. So I want to start with, we do have some local scores, but I want to start with the NFL because last night, the Steelers beat the Giants on Monday Night Football 26-18. It's the Giants. They're bad. But we kind of have to be honest with ourselves here. Russell Wilson looks pretty good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And going to Russ, because I think all three of us kind of questioned it, might have been the right move for the Steelers.
Yeah, it was.
They're six.
Justin Fields was third, by the way, yesterday on the depth chart. He was the emergency quarterback. He was not even the backup. So Mike Tomlin moved him from the starter to third.
I think he had a hamstring. No, I heard it on the broadcast. He tweaked his hamstring or somehow. Because I was thinking that there's no way you put somebody in front of him when you reluctantly move Russ. So they said he tweaked his hamstring, and that's why he was emergency.
I wonder. Do Dolphins fans have any designs on a guy like Justin Fields if he might be available? They're going with Russ. Now, does that mean that Russ is not going to throw up a stinker? I mean, I don't know. We can ask Ben Volen. But what if Justin Fields is available? He showcased him for a few games, showed you that he could win. I'm not saying as a starter. I'm saying as a backup, legit backup.
But, Hulk, they're 6-2 right now. Right, they're leading division 6-2. Russ has won 2 games. That means Justin Fields won 4 games. So you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, Justin was winning with the team. Russ is going to throw more than him. Justin's for sure going to run for more yards than him. He's more athletic. So I got to put my brakes on that this was the best decision because Justin won 4. Russ is 2-0.
All right, fair. But they're scoring.
Yeah. I think he threw for 270. Like, it's like you're saying, it's no Patrick Mahomes. You know, it's nothing. No MVP performance, but he's winning.
278, a touchdown, 20 of 28. The ball is clearly moving better on the offensive side with Russell Wilson than it did with Justin Fields. They're not winning 14-11 or whatever, 13-10, how they were winning with Justin Fields. Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt when TJ Watt's in the backfield in a half a second every damn play.
The Colts are benching.
Daniel Jones is garbage.
Yeah. They scored a touchdown yesterday. They went for 2, and there's like a graphic of the actual still frame of the 2-point conversion, which is a screen pass, and all of the Steelers' defensive players have just they knew what was coming on this 2-point conversion, but the graphic underneath it as that was happening on ESPN was like first touchdown drive in last 24 drives for the New York Football Giants.
Dayball looks confused. I'll tell you the problem. You need to sign me as a consultant. Daniel Jones is not very good.
He is not.
Colts are benching AR, and it's going to be Joe Flacco. And Stephon Diggs, as you mentioned, torn ACL. He will miss the rest of the season. So you have Stephon Diggs out and the entire wide receiver room for the Texans. Nico Collins has been on the IR. So arguably the best weaponry in the NFL right now for CJ is not looking as hot currently. Panthers beat the Sabres 5-2. Welcome back, Alexander Barkov. He had 2 points, a goal, and an assist.
All right.
They play the Stars Friday afternoon in Finland. And then the Heat.
Yeah, is that game start at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock?
I don't know, because on...
Because our schedule, the radio schedule says 2 o'clock. Everything I see online is 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, but also on like Google, if you just type in Florida Panthers, it says 1, but I saw on the NHL website it said 2, so I don't know. I can't figure it out. Ask Plagans. He would have to know, right?
I figured he was in Finland already with the team. I didn't want to bug him with something so silly that I should be able to get on Google. I ended up asking Antoine and Len.
Mm-mm.
The Heat improved to 2-1. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. Big one at the Kaseya Center. That'll be at 7:30 p.m. Heat versus Knicks. And then Miami's actually in La Ciudad de Mexico, Mexico City, Saturday night. World Series, game 4 tonight. Dodgers can sweep the Yanks if they win tonight after...
Cash some tickets there, Crowder.
Game 3 victory.
Coming back, baby.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy today, around 80 degrees. That is your weather.
All right, Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is going to join us in the next segment. We can talk all our... Oh, what do I see here on ESPN? The scroll. Ravens acquiring Deontay Johnson. All right.
Receiver.
Who's he? The Panthers? Yeah.
Yes.
The young guy.
Anyway, a lot of NFL stuff to talk about with Ben Volen. We will do that.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
We are giving you every day this week a chance to win a pair of 3-day passes to go to the Tortuga Music Festival, which is April 4th, 5th, and 6th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. You can see Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Luke Combs, plenty more. So if you want to enter the contest, text the word water to 20357. Text the word water to 20357, and you will be entered for the passes. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. We don't know what happened to Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. We have misplaced him. We're trying to find him. Who is that? I can't even,
that's Ryan,
can't even recognize who that was.
That was RC.
That RC? I couldn't tell without the without the name plate.
He said he couldn't tell without the RC badge on. He said he got it in his backpack.
A friend of mine texted me today, said it would be the greatest troll joke if every day on the radio show video you had an MH little pin and it progressively got bigger and bigger every week, but you never referenced that you're wearing an MH pin every day. I mean, RC took it to a new level wearing it with Obama in the yes. interview there. That was good branding by him.
I had on my Zara suit, though. Wasn't that nice?
You look good.
I appreciate you.
What's the reaction to the Obama episode so far? It dropped, 2.5 hours ago, so it hasn't been on a ton.
Crazy text messages. A bunch of our friends. Mike Cuno hit me. You know, JT, Seth, and OJ and all them hit me. Andy King hit me. It's everybody text me, and it was like, this is crazy. Zach Thomas text me. Yeah, a bunch of people just text me. And then I don't use social media, so I haven't seen any comments and all that crap.
But what a moment, because I always say, and I've talked about this on radio before, this job gives me an opportunity every now and again to talk for 10 minutes or 15 minutes with someone you'd never expect to have that time with, or even like, you know, local celebrity like Zach Thomas when he came on, now a friend of yours, admittedly, but I had no relationship with him. Yeah. And he comes on before the Hall of Fame induction and he spends 30 minutes with us. And it's really, you know, it's remarkable. And this is what, like even last night at the Heat game, Dwayne Wade is there. He's walking, you know, Pat, and people just want a moment, like yelling, you know, D-Wade, and just an acknowledgement. there's something about it when you get a moment. By the way, last night, I saw Jamal Mashburn there.
Yeah.
Who else did we see? We saw Zaire Wade.
Saw Darrell Wright.
Was Darrell Wright there?
He had to be because he was in everything D-Wade does.
There was some white guy that sat next to D-Wade with his son. I thought it was Mike Miller, but then I saw him as he got closer and it wasn't Mike Miller. I was certain it was going to be Mike Miller.
Yeah.
Obviously, Udonis was there.
Yeah.
You know, Zoe and Riley sit in those same two seats that they always sit in. But everybody wants like a moment. There's something about it where you get a moment with someone that you've idolized or just someone who is larger than life. And this job has afforded me that. And as you get older and you look back on it and you go, oh, yeah, I had, you know, 15 minutes talking with, I don't know, Honey Boo Boo's mom. But like it gives you this opportunity to talk to people. But you sat for an hour with someone who is arguably one of the most recognizable and game-changing figures in the history of the world.
It was
which
wild.
Is like a pinch me moment.
It really was. And just even going back watching the clip, because I haven't watched the whole show, you know, record. I was there, but I haven't watched the edited and recorded and all. But still, like, I laugh when I'm getting a text. I just said text back like, man, it's crazy. Because I guess I've said it, you know, I said it earlier. I've met some people, but it was just different with him. It was a different setup. It was everything was a guest. Nothing was in solid stone. Like, be at this hotel, we'll tell you to come to this convention center.
Did you think it was going to happen until it actually happened? Yeah. Did you have doubts that it would happen?
Yes, we did. We did, even though we talked to some people. Actually, my wife knew somebody on his team, and, you know, we consulted with his PR people and all of that stuff. So they're like, no, we're in. You know, we're in. We love what you guys are doing. He actually watches the show and all. But we hear that all the time. We're like, yeah, okay, sounds good. And then talking with him and sitting with him. But like you say, Friday, you knew I was going to be on because it was like, just get to Charlotte by noon. And we're like, so what time are we doing the show? Just get to Charlotte by noon. Like, they wouldn't give us any deep information. Come to this hotel. So we land in Charlotte. Come to this hotel. We go to the hotel. They got room. We have rooms set up for us and everything. So when's the interview? We'll call you at 3. Calls us at 3. Come to this convention center. What do we do when we get there? Somebody will meet you at the door. Like, there was no facts or details to anything. Because obviously, we understood. We had to put, I even told Solana yesterday, which was weird. We had to put, like, social security number, you know, address.
I have to do a complete background check. You're going to be in the room with them.
Complete background check. Then they were like, put your location on, go to settings on your phone. Oh, your phone number. Go to settings on your phone and open your location. I was like, that's weird. So we did that. Then we come back around and it's just like, come here. No. That's the other thing too, which is funny. So the lady ends up calling you and she was like, yeah, we'll call you and let you know where to be, hotel information. So I was like, yeah, you know, I just want to let you know, joking. And then I'm like, let you know, I do have some felonies on my record, but it's back in college. I'm just kind of ha 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 and jest. She said, oh, we know. I was like, damn. I was like, but you know, I was 20 at the time. I was just fighting. She was like,
we know.
No big deal. We know. And then go to this convention center. Somebody walks you up. He's an hour out. Then they come back and say, he's 30 minutes out. And then a minute later, he walks in. Like, everything was almost trying to throw off any BS that you wanted to do, which makes sense because there's some crazy people out, especially after. Yep. Yeah, people are getting shot at and all this stuff. They were not going to let us know where. And it's funny because I told y'all too, I called him B.
Yeah, you said beforehand you were going to call him B and Rock.
And Rock. They cut it out. Because they said they don't want to set a precedent of people not speaking to him in a respectful manner. And I said, you know what? Funny. You can cut out anything you want from me. I sat down with Barack Obama for an hour and a half.
There's nothing you can do now that can take that away from me.
Cut out all my questions if you want to. Just put his answers up. I was there.
What an incredible moment. I'm excited to watch it. If you don't yet subscribe to the Pivot podcast, you can go to YouTube and subscribe there. And if you don't follow the Pivot on Instagram or Twitter, follow the pivot and you get all the clips and when episodes drop. And while I'm sure Rex Ryan was thrilled to be on the show, he seems to be getting overshadowed by Barack Obama in that episode today.
A little something. Because we usually drop on Tuesdays and Fridays. We just had the conversation like, do we really want to put somebody out on Friday? Maybe let this
right, like maybe let this one sit for a little bit.
Let this simmer for a week because that person's really not going to get any view. You know what else is – now I'm just looking at the Friday. Like my weekend was wild. So we sit down with Barack at what, 4 to 5:30, get to the airport at like 7, fly back. I go straight to Dwayne Wade's party, go to his party. Wade's there, UD's there, you know, all the Heat players. Jack said he left before I got there because I was late. Trina was there, JT Money, Uncle Luke, all these famous people, and they were all sitting there and we're talking. But I just met Barack Obama. Like, y'all are Publix workers now. I just met Barack Obama 3 hours.
I ain't got time for you. I can't believe you're on the show today.
Hey, what up, man? Love you to death. Good music. Man, that's Barack Obama.
It's one of those things, though, where you go, yeah, I had this week I sat down with Barack Obama for an hour, then I went to D Wade's statue party and blah blah, and then you know you get home and it's, you just still gotta help the kids with math homework and yep. You know, clean up after the dog. You're like, zero to 60 real quick. Why don't I see Ben Volen's there. We may have him on at like 3:15 or so, 3:20. Can we bump him to the next hour so that we have enough time with him?
Yeah, I'll check with him right now.
All right, check with him, see if he can do that, because Clay was going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, so we can do that. In fact, let's take a quick break here. We can get back into the swing of things. We have found Ben Volen, but we'll try to reschedule him for the 3 o'clock hour so we can talk some NFL with him then. So let's take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with a little more Hockman and Crowder for the hour.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Pause up. Dale.
Hock and Crowder.
We do have confirmation. The Panthers game Friday is a 2 p.m. puck drop. Remember, it's from Finland. Now, why does that affect this show? Well, you'll hear Panthers hockey this Friday instead of us, and we'll come on after the game, which would be around, I'm guessing, 5 o'clock or so. So you get like a quick hour of a football Friday. But confirmed, Friday, Panthers 2 p.m. from Finland on this very radio station. Do you know, by the way, that FIU plays football tonight, Solana?
They do. FIU does play tonight.
Who do they play?
They play New Mexico State, I believe.
I don't know. I just noticed that they play tonight.
Yeah, I believe New Mexico State. And
because I was annoyed at, you know, last night, the Heat are playing, the World Series is on, the Panthers are playing, it's Monday Night Football. And now you get to Tuesday night. Now there is a World Series game tonight, but you get to Tuesday night and it's like, oh, what am I doing now? What can I watch now?
Sports Equinox.
FIU.
Sports Equinox yesterday.
Yeah.
What's the next best thing? FIU football on a Wednesday night or Tuesday night. Sign me up, baby. Let's go.
Oh, this is at Pitbull Stadium?
At Pitbull Stadium. Yes, sir.
Are you going? FIU's a 7.5-point favorite.
Now,
won't be able to make it?
When you say, am I going, what do you mean by that? Like, am I going to root for FIU? Yes, I'm going to root for
FIU. Yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't finish my question. Are you going to root for FIU?
I will not, unfortunately, be able to attend. Tuesday night game is tough for me. But everybody else should attend. I highly recommend it.
Great take. FIU is a 7.5-point favorite tonight. By the way, just looking at the lines, the Hurricanes are 20.5-point favorites over Duke on Saturday. Georgia is a 16.5-point favorite over the Florida Gators on Saturday. That's always a great rivalry, except when one of the teams stinks, and that would be the Florida team. And the Dolphins are 6-point underdogs in Buffalo on Sunday. A lot of people think that line is low. One of the questions that I want to ask Ben Volen, one of the questions I want to ask Clay Ferrero today is, do you see any path for the Dolphins to beat Buffalo in Buffalo on Sunday? Because I'm having a tough time getting there. I'm not going to lie to you. I have a tough time figuring out, like, you just saw Anthony Richardson get benched today. He beat us.
Yeah.
So I'm having a tough time. If a benched quarterback can beat us, I'm having a tough time getting to the place where Josh Allen Can't.
And let's be very thankful as a Dolphins fan. I was thinking about this yesterday, that the Colts started Anthony Richardson and not Joe Flacco. Because at the very least, you could have hung your hat on, well, they almost won that game if it wasn't for two fumbles. Yeah, well, you beat a guy who got beat out by Joe Flacco, who probably would have put 30 on your dome.
No, anyway, in the 3 o'clock hour, Ben Volen from the Boston Globe will join us. We misplaced him this hour. He is confirmed for next hour. Clay Ferraro in the 4 o'clock hour, and we will continue on.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We farm our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands run around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
Hawk and Crowder.